This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson. Later today, the FCC will vote on its proposal to free consumers from having to pay extra to rent cable and satellite TV boxes from their television providers. Instead, cable subscribers could get all that content through an app. Sounds awesome, right? Well, not so fast. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the devil, as always, is in the details.
The proposal would require cable companies to offer a free app allowing customers to access programming from their TVs, tablets, smartphones, whatever. But that's not as simple as it sounds, says Congressman Tony Cardenas, a Democrat from California.
The basic issue, not complicated. How to get it done? Very complicated.
Cardenas is one of 64 members of Congress raising concerns to the FCC chairman that the app ruling could upend complex and competitive licensing agreements.
It's copyright. It's intellectual property. It's who gets allowed to unlock someone's information.
Cardenas also questioned whether the FCC has the jurisdiction to mandate these agreements, but John Bergmayer, an attorney at Public Knowledge, a consumer advocacy group, says apps won't change anything about cable's basic business model.
This isn't a la carte. This isn't breaking up the cable bundle or anything like that. This is just saying that whatever the existing bundle is, people should access on devices they might already have.
Even if the proposal passes, Bergmayer says it could still be 2 years out until compliance kicks in. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.